Bringing us again to this table that you have spread. Even you told him to make the shewbread and anoint it with frankincense. And you should bring it every week. You should order it even before your presence. We pray, Lord, you will order it even this night. You will anoint your word in our hearts. And in the anointing of your word, that you might open our understanding and grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Lord, that we will receive strength to do righteousness, to overcome the darkness. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we will try to get some background while they are coming. In the morning, we started to talk about the apostolic vision. Now, the problem that many of us have is that we are not founded on the apostolic vision, on the apostolic doctrine. The apostolic doctrine is not one man's doctrine, but it is a foundational pillar upon which your faith must be based. You will notice anytime anyone is bringing ministry and he begins to touch upon the heart, anything that has to do with the heart, or that has to do with the inward part, you will notice that it usually goes with a lot of anointing, because that is God's heart. You are touching God's heart. And what I want to do quickly, maybe in the next 1 hour before Brother Berry comes, is I want to do some bit of, go a little bit beyond what we did in the morning. This, in the morning, we are just we were just taking a stroll around the park. Amen. We were just walking around, looking at different things. But now we want to give you some order. Amen. So there are three major doctrinal pillars upon which the apostolic vision is based. There are three main pillars, and that's what I've written on the board. One is the doctrine of Christ. Two is the doctrine of Emmanuel, or the principle of Emmanuel. And then the third one is the principle of the priesthood of the soul, that the priest is the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Those are the three pillars. And as Brother Isaac was saying, in many fellowships, even though you say you have come out, what you have done is you have changed church address because you are not following the apostolic vision. You don't know where you are going to. So after a few weeks of heat in your heart, it begins to die down because you are roving around. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Oh yes. Okay, you're still sleeping. Hallelujah. So what we want to do is to give the apostolic direction. And the basis of this apostolic direction is that anything that the major platform of what God is doing, God's relationship with man, is that the soul must be saved. That the soul, that your soul, is the temple of God. Anything that God is doing is based on that fact. Someone says in the scripture, what shall it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose his soul? Why is the soul important? Because of the major direction. That everything that God is doing, he's doing it that he might save the soul. Amen. Now, the first principle is the principle of Christ. Who is Christ? Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Not just the Son of God, but the eternal Son of God. Hallelujah. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So the Lord thy God is one God. But he said there are three that bear witness in heaven. Amen. Just like you, there are three that bear witness in you. Your spirit that came from God, when you die, it goes back to God. You didn't pay for it, it's going. God has only given you his spirit so that you can hear the voice of God. Amen. Animals, dogs, all those things that you see running around, they don't have spirit. Amen. So if your spirit ceases to function, what are you? You reduce yourself to the spiritual dimension of beast. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar, God took away the spirit, and he was driven to function. He was served the prison sentence of being a beast. And man is serving that prison sentence. Don't you know? Because his spirit, as far as he's concerned, his spirit is there. God does not exist. He is, in fact, he is God. Hallelujah. You function as God. So you have reduced yourself to a beast. Hallelujah. So the spirit from God is given to you so that you can hear God and you can communicate to God. It's a two-way transmission station. So God put it in you. It's like a young man that wants to marry a young woman. Where are the young men who want to marry? You don't know young man. Where are just one here, Emma? Where is the other one? Midnight call, oh. I think you heard about the midnight call. Don't make midnight call, oh. Make the call when everybody will hear what you're saying. Say amen now. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Did I do anything wrong this afternoon? You're not answering me. Amen. Amen. So the young men will give their phone number to the young women, isn't that so? So that when they call, you see it. You know, there's a special ringtone. You say, he has started calling. There's a smile. That's why God gave you his spirit. Amen. So that when he calls you, you will hear. And then you can talk to him. Amen. But if you say you don't want, you can call, you refuse to answer. So that is what the spirit is. So God gives you his spirit so that you can hear his voice and you can talk to him. Amen. No man can be a man without the spirit. Okay, but the man is soul. That's the second dimension, is your soul. And your soul is a spiritual realm of universe. Amen. That is the realm of God. And that's why God can live in you. And also, of course, it is the dwelling place of spirit. Your soul is the dwelling place of spirit. God made it for him. But you see, you can say God will not dwell in me. In other words, another spirit will come and dwell in you. Hallelujah. So man is the house of spirit. Man was created with three natures. One, to be a priest. Two, to be a bride. Three, to be a ruling priestly king. To be a joint heir. Amen. The ability to have dominion. Those are the three natures in man. Those natures are the devil wants it. He desires it. So he says, I will go to Zion. I will rule over Zion. I will go upon the signs of the north. I will sit over Zion. Huh?
And then the somebody doesn't understand English.
Okay.
They won't interpret.
Okay. That's a big problem. Why don't you go and sit by the person? Sit by the person. If not, we have 1 hour.
We have
a lot of people who don't hear English. Ah. Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Okay. So, we are saying that God created man with an ability. That ability is in three dimensions. The ability to be a priest. The soul of man is a priest. Amen.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, there was a priest. His name was Aaron. Who is the priest in the New Testament? Amen. Who is the priest in the New Testament? Eh? Who is the priest in the New Testament? Who is the priest in the New Testament? Who is the priest in the New Testament? Okay, who is the priest in the Old Testament? Aaron, is it not so? Who is the priest in the New Testament? Your mind is the priest in the New Testament. Your emotions is the priest in the New Testament. Your desire is the priest in the New Testament. And your will is the priest in the New Testament. The soul of man is the priest in the New Testament. And that's what the Bible calls the Melchizedek priesthood. It's a priesthood of the Spirit. But many of you follow tradition. So you see, you have cancelled yourself out. Traditional marriage. Traditional burial. Diary. You give me, I give you. When you do that, you have cancelled yourself. Because the Melchizedek is a priesthood of the Spirit. Without father, without mother. Without the beginning of days or the end of days. Do you know a man who doesn't have beginning and end? I know such a man. His name is Melchizedek. And Bible says Jesus is the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. So which priesthood are you following? Are you following the priesthood of Aaron? Or the priesthood of Christ? Then why do you say you are from Akwa Ibom? How many people are from Akwa Ibom here?
Are we from Akwa Ibom?
Okay, you didn't understand me. Okay, you didn't understand me. Okay, let's start again. The Old Testament, the priest in the Old Testament was Aaron. He was from Israel, isn't it?
Okay? Israel.
Good. In the New Testament, who is the priest? Okay, you say it's Christ.
No problem.
Where is Christ from? You say Christ is the, you say you are made a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Without the beginning of years or end of years. Without father. without father, without mother. Do you know such a man? Without father, without man. Yes, it's a man. I know such a man. His name is Jesus Christ. His mother is Mary. But his father is God. Hallelujah. His father is God, but his mother is Mary. Hallelujah. Mary is the mother of Jesus. Then God is the father of Christ. So you call his name Jesus. Say, his name will be Emmanuel also. Which is God in man. You see, there's a difference between Christ, Emmanuel, Christ and Emmanuel. And if you understand that, then you will understand the priesthood of Melchizedek. It is a group of men. It is a new company of men. Amen. Without father and without mother. Without beginning of days and end of days. He said, I made them a priest of an eternal generation. An unchanging generation. They are not from Akwa Ibom State. They are not from Nigeria. But they live in Nigeria. They live in Uyo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Their genealogy is in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you understand the mathematics?
Yeah.
1 + 1 = 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But many of us are following what is not in the Bible. God does not understand it. You say you're a Christian, but you're from Akwa Ibom State. The traditions of my people. Who are your people? Akwa Ibom State. Hallelujah. See, his foundation is in the holy mountains. He said, all our things are indeed, oh Lord. So, what is your foundation? Your foundation is Christ. And Christ is the eternal Son of God. Christ was there before the Old Testament. Is that true? Is that true? Christ was there before the Old Testament. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. So that he has chosen us in Christ. He has chosen us in Christ. You can write that in the scripture. I don't have time to read it. So he has chosen us in Christ. That in Christ there should be a people. There will be men and women in Christ. Hallelujah. Do you understand the principle of the loins? He said Abraham paid tithe in Melchizedek. When Abraham was paying tithe, Levi was paying tithe in Melchizedek. Because Levi was in the loins of Abraham. So, from the foundation of the heavens, we are in the loins of God. Don't you understand? Moses said, Lord, that has been our... You have been our dwelling place. Where? In all. Because we are religious people, we know it, but we don't believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Amen.
Then why do you say you are from Ibibio? When you want to get married now, you go and get Ibibio list. This one we can bring all around this. This one we can bring what's the other one again? Anan list. Then the elders will say, have you fulfilled the laws of your land? So the elders are practicing traditional religion. The elders only know it though. Please do. I'm still your friend, I'll be your brother. Sorry. I don't know where I said it. I'll be still your friend though. But the elders are practicing traditional religion. They are encouraging the brethren to go and serve Satan. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord that has been our dwelling place in all generations. Hallelujah. So right from beginning, when God said there will be anything called Christ, you have been in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the blood of Jesus is an ancestral spirit. The ancestors of who are afraid of ancestral spirit. When the ancestral spirit comes, you start shaking, your legs start knotting. But that has ended. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, when you shall turn to the Lord, the veil will be broken down. Because the Lord is that spirit of liberty.
Amen.
Amen. Christ is an ancestral spirit.
Christ is a spirit of God.
That's been there from the foundation of the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. So God said, I will have a people in Christ. There are the men and women in Christ. That's when God conceived you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He conceived you in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that in the fullness of time, in the fullness of the dispensation of time, that's big grammar, that he will have a people in one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ, there is oneness. There is no separation. So say you are come to Mount Zion. Not that you will come to Mount Zion. You are come to Mount Zion. To the city of the great King.
How do you find it?
Huh? To the spirit of just men being made perfect or made perfect. So there are many spirits that are in this room now. Hallelujah. They have come from far and near. Hallelujah. Amen. That's Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The assembly of the firstborn. Priesthood is by birth. If you are not born, you cannot be a priest. Priesthood is by birth. Hallelujah. If you do not overcome the flesh, you cannot be a priest of the spirit. Do you understand that English? If you do not overcome the flesh, you cannot be a priest of the spirit. This world is covered by flesh. Just like a child has to break forth out of the covering of the mother's womb, isn't also? So also there is a covering of carnality over the soul of every man. Hallelujah. Sin is a covering. Carnality is a covering. And we were showing yesterday in the morning that Egypt is a covering. They say at midnight, I will call my son out of Egypt. In other words, the sons of God will break forth at midnight. In the midst of carnality, in the midst of all the things, you know, in the midst of darkness, the sons of God will break forth. Hallelujah. And we are going towards midnight. We are not yet there. So the sons of God are about to break forth. Don't you understand? Priesthood is my birth. Hallelujah. Say a firstborn from the dead. Say firstborn of them that rose from the dead. Because say everything that openeth the matrix is my firstborn. He said, Israel is my firstborn. Let him go and serve me. If you don't let him go, I will kill your firstborn. I don't know if you are hearing what God is saying. If you don't let him release his firstborn, he will kill your firstborn. You know, the firstborn of the devil is a strong man. He's very strong. Because firstborn speaks of strength, is it not so? Say, Reuben, you are my firstborn. The beginning of my strength. Hallelujah. So it is fight for fight. God's firstborn for the devil's firstborn. Hallelujah. The church that God is raising up is not a beggarly church. It's not possible to get married without paying traditional marriage. That's a beggarly church. The firstborn don't pay toll. The firstborn do not do traditional marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church that is raising is not a beggarly church. Ruled by traditions, ruled by witches and wizards. Hallelujah. The firstborn of God are rising on the earth. That will be the priest. Hallelujah. He says, Israel is my firstborn. Hallelujah. And God's firstborn, they are born at midnight. At the height of the power of the devil. That's when God's firstborn will come forth. Because if he comes around, the devil will say, hey, because I was not ready. He didn't allow me to finish doing everything I'm doing. Hallelujah. Don't you understand? Don't you understand? God has to allow the devil to do everything he wants to do. So darkness is going to increase in the world. He said, in the world you will have tribulation. That's why there will be tribulation in the world. Because God must allow darkness to come to the full. But there is something else happening. The sons of God are also arising at the same time. So at midnight, two things are happening. Darkness is running wild. But the sons of God are also arising. Hallelujah. If you don't look well, you will not see them. If you see all these posters around, you say the sons of God, the church is dead. The church is not dead. They are in the bush learning, fighting with bear and lion. Don't you understand? The firstborn are fighting with bear and lion in the bush. Who can tell me where the bush is? The bear and lion are here. The emotion is like a lion. He said, wisdom has slain her beast.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If you want to be part of this firstborn, you must learn how to slay the beast. Hallelujah. My problem is not my brother or my wife. My problems are the beast and the lion and the eagle and the ox that are within my soul. I must wrestle with them. I must begin to contend. He said, arise, go over this Jordan. And you know, they told us, when you go over Jordan, you come to Jericho.
It's
a strong man. So this is the mountain. He said, Jesus, say, God, we cannot enter. We have gone there, we saw grasshoppers. We saw giants. Say, their cities are walled up to heaven. We can't go. It's not possible to overcome sin. I'm looking at the young man. You say it's not possible to overcome sin. You don't understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The first man they fought was, his name was Og. He belonged to the giants. Og. Yeah, in the book of Deuteronomy, remember that Og and Sihon. Okay, Og means tempestuous, temper. It speaks of the emotion. It's the spirit that rules over the emotion. There is a spirit dwelling in your emotion. His name is Og. If you say you want to become a firstborn, you say, Og is down the road. You say, Moses, up, arise. Begin to contend with Og. Begin to contend with him and take his cities. Hallelujah. Are you contending with Og? Are you contending in battle for this territory? Hallelujah. The sons of God must fight for their territory. This is the territory he has given to me. This is my inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some men, they say their name is Ephraim. So that we are the sons of the prophet. If God will do anything to you, he must come and tell us. If you are going to organize any program, you must come and take permission from them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua said there's no problem.
Joshua,
the giants are in the mountain. You are a great people. Fight with them. As many as you can conquer, take their land. Amen. Many of us, we are strong men. God said no problem. Go and fight with the giants. Then you'll be a strong man. Hallelujah. So we are speaking of the principles of the apostolic doctrine. And the first one is Christ. The doctrine of Christ. That God has chosen a group of men. And that these men will be joint heirs with Jesus Christ. When you think of Christ, think of men. When you think of Christ, think of men. The Bible says Jesus is the head of Christ. In other words, there is the body of Christ.
Christ.
Amen. The head and the body. They are the same father and the same mother. They have the same spirit. There's no difference between the head from the body. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are saying you are going to be part of the body of Christ, then as he is, so are we. In Uyo. Now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people say Jesus is God, so I cannot be like Jesus. That's not true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pontius Pilate says, I find no fault in this God.
Pontius Pilate,
he said, I find no fault in this God. Is that what he said? Brother, he said, I find no fault in this God standing before me. See, eh? The jury is out, though. You know they say the jury is out. The judgment is out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I find no fault in this. I find no fault in this. Jesus overcame as a man. So don't go around telling anybody that you cannot overcome. My husband is a very difficult man. I can't overcome. Who told you? You don't know my situation. My own is the worst. Who told you? Hallelujah. Say, tempted in all points. Hallelujah. He said, if the same spirit that was in Christ Jesus dwells in you, the same spirit, that same spirit will give strength to you, will quicken you to overcome lust. Young men, to overcome lust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can marry without paying down. You can pay without traditional marriage. There is only one marriage. And that's the marriage the church does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church started marriage, the church must conclude it. The court is for righteousness sake. We go to court for righteousness sake. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You go to court for righteousness sake. But there's one marriage. And it is when the church lays hand on you and transfers the anointing of God, the power of God, the blessing of God upon you, that's when you're married. Amen. So all those who are applying to get married, you have an open ticket to glorify God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have such men and women who want to get married? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And are the brethren going to support them to overcome? Amen.
Amen.
Are the brethren going to support them to overcome? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we have time, we will talk about Genesis 24. That's the pattern anyway. Genesis 24 is the pattern. Genesis 24 is the pattern. So go and look at it. Amen.
Amen.
You give gifts according to the abundance of your heart. Most of the time, the abundance of the heart is more than what is in the list. What is in the list cannot be compared with the abundance in the heart of that young man. Hallelujah. The young man will do more than what is in the list. So give him freedom. Amen. Say amen. Give the young man freedom. Hallelujah. To show your parents that he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
The sisters must go and do their homework. You wake up your mother by 3 a.m. Say, what do you call women in their web? But not they say, oh, the opposite. Mama, Mama, I want to tell you something. I'm a priest. Say now, I'm a priest. Jesus has paid my barren. I cannot pay toll. The man coming to marry me cannot pay toll. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus has bought me with a price. Amen. I'm already bought with a price. I belong to Jesus. So when he comes, don't disturb him. Amen. The thing is that the young sisters, they are not standing in their homes. When they go to polytechnic, they go and wear trousers in polytechnic. But when they come here, they come
again, so.
That's the problem. When you go to the village, you go for a village jump. But when you come here, you come for fellowship. You have two lifestyles. Fellowship lifestyle and village lifestyle. So when it is time to get married, you cannot say anything because there is nothing on the ground. Hallelujah. So heaven cannot back you up. Don't you understand? Heaven cannot back you up because you have already denied Christ. So there's nothing there. Amen. If you honor God, He will honor you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know why I'm talking so much about marriage. I wrote something on the board. I've not even gone there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So there is a standard that God has set for us. So we are still talking about Christ. Amen. So let's talk about Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel means God with us. You shall call his name Emmanuel. God will dwell with man. God will make man his house. That's what Emmanuel means. Hallelujah. How many people believe in Emmanuel? Just wave your hand. Hallelujah. Why did you say you cannot overcome? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Emmanuel. God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God has set a date in which He will visit man. Don't you understand? He has set a season in which He will visit man. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, we don't have time to talk about
it.
Every day, He was coming closer to man. Hallelujah. On the seventh day, He finally arrived. Amen. And the tabernacle gives us that seven steps of God coming into you. The tabernacle of Moses.
Amen.
Amen. And that was the importance of the message Brother Dusty brought to us. The message he brought was to show us the path. It's not Dusty's message. Because this is the message that is from the beginning of time. That God will dwell in man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many people have gone to Ibom Airport? Amen.
Amen.
When you look, you see a small light. That is the first day. He said the first day he separated the light from the darkness. And he called it the first day. Amen. Somebody say, I've not seen anything now. First day. God, where is God? God is still very far from man. Hallelujah. Amen. See, they separate the light from the darkness.
Amen.
And the second day, say, look, separate the waters above that is below. That is consecration. That is the experience of the brazen laver, the place of water. That's the place that separates us unto the heavens. Then on the third day, there was fruitfulness from the earth. On the fourth day, he said he gave the dominion over darkness. On the fifth day, he gave them authority over the powers of the sea and the powers in the air. On the sixth day, he gave them dominion over the beasts of the earth. Hallelujah. And by the time he got to the evening, or the evening, the high point of that sixth day, hallelujah, he brought forth the man. Hallelujah. Says, now the tabernacle of God is with man. Hallelujah. Amen. When you go to Ibom Airport, you see the plane very far. The traffic controllers, they are just walking around. When they see the aeroplane coming closer, they begin to do some activity. Are you doing any activity? Are you doing any preparation for the landing of the plane? Not your side. Hallelujah. The plane is coming to land. So when you see the plane, you start preparing. He that has this hope in him must purify himself. Hallelujah. The church must make herself ready. Because God is coming to visit. The tabernacle of God is with man. He told Moses, build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Amen. In the season of God, God has prophesied that He is coming. Even before He gave Moses the commandment, He said, I will make them a kingdom of priests. Is that in your Bible? Before Aaron started functioning, I will make them a kingdom of priests. So when he brought Aaron, it was temporary. It was a makeshift arrangement. The real arrangement is that every one of them will be a priest. Don't you understand? In the Old Testament, the priest was Aaron. In the New Testament, your mind, your soul is the priest. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, if you destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it. And that he spoke of the temple of his body. Amen. The New Testament church is confused. We don't have an apostolic direction. The apostolic direction that is you are the priest of God.
Hallelujah.
You are the dwelling place of God. That is the interest of God. God has one permanent interest. You say America has one permanent interest. It doesn't have any permanent friends. See, America does not have permanent friends, it has a permanent interest. They are copying my father. My father has a permanent interest. Hallelujah. Amen. God doesn't have any favorite sons. God doesn't have any special sons. To me, I'm God's special son. Anything I do, my father will forgive me. Hallelujah. He's not a respecter of persons. Because he has one interest. The Lord is with you while you are with him. Amen. If you depart from him, well, too bad. Hallelujah. The end time people say, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
We are emergent. Which other one do you call yourself? You are the other one. What is the game? Have you called yourself? You are this one, my child. Hey, what's the other one? Has the name finished? Hey, Lazarus. Hey, what's the other name? Hey, overcome. Hey, what's the other one? How about you share? I share. Hey, what's the other one? Was that her pastor? Hey, what's the other one? Hey, emergent. Hey, what's the other one? Are you so tired? Hey, what? Firstborn, which other one? Brethren, which other one? You have bloodbought, which other one? Your ego sense, which other one? Let's stop deceiving ourselves. Let us stop deceiving ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with the Lord?
Amen.
Are you working for his interest? What is God's interest? Make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among you. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, it is not. The problem is not that I have departed from the faith. The problem is that I have refused to return to the faith. Amen. Because the Bible says that they all slumbered and slept. Hallelujah. As I prophesy to you, you are hearing the voice at midnight. You are hearing the midnight voice. Hallelujah. Say, oh brethren, can't you hear the trumpet call? Bringing liberty to every man that has been bound. Hallelujah. When you go home, listen very well. Say, God, what is this sound I'm hearing? Say, it is a voice of jubilee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are returning to our Father's house. Christ. That's our Father's house. That we are called to be joint heirs with Christ. Do you understand what that means? Who is Christ? The eternal Son of God. And God said, you are a joint heir. Okay, maybe after this, the lawyers will come and interpret for us what it means to be a joint heir.
Yeah.
Please, after me, the lawyers, let them tell us what it means to be a joint heir. It means co-equal. The same level. Not the same level by mouth, though.
Okay.
He is the same level by life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you got to pay bride price. Say that you are sons of God. You are imagine church. You are paying bride price. You are doing sons of God. Imagine church. Hallelujah. It's not by mouth. It's by life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must rise. Hallelujah. So God has one permanent interest. God made man that he might dwell in man. Hallelujah. But there is somebody else who's interested in you. And many times we forget that. There is someone else who is interested in your soul. Hallelujah. When you look at Isaiah 14, you look at Ezekiel 28, those two scriptures, you must know about Ezekiel 28. You must know about Isaiah 14. Because he says, someone says, I will be like God. Somebody says, I will be like the Most High. Who is that person? What does that person want? You know, when you get reading, so he says, what does so and so want? He wants to be the governor of so and so state. What does the devil want? The Bible says that he as God. Sitting in the temple of God, showing himself as God, and demanding worship as God. Hallelujah. In the very place God has made for himself, the devil says, I will rule there. So that is why there is a controversy over your soul, over my soul. And it is the controversy of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a contention. Light against darkness. And he says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not. Amen. The gates of hell speak of a power. It speaks of a contention. Amen. Now the Bible says the devil is the prince of the power of the air. He is the God of this world. Amen. And God allowed him a head start. He went ahead. Hallelujah. Where did he go to? Where did the devil go to? We saw it in the morning. The devil went and planted himself in the soul of man. The devil went and planted himself in the soul of man. He distributed himself in the four dimensions of the soul of man. Adam ate of that tree, good and evil. The tree of good and evil. Adam took of that tree. And the tree began to multiply within Adam. That is the problem. Amen. Now, I'm trying to explain it so that you will understand the apostolic teaching. Amen. God is not interested in crusades. The crusade is good. God is not interested in fellowship meeting. The fellowship meeting is good. God is not interested in your works of righteousness. They are very, very good things. God is interested in the soul. Hallelujah. Because darkness has already gone and multiplied and planted itself in the soul. By the time they entered the promised land, the Amorites were already in the land. They have dug inside the ground. Some of them live in the ground. Some of them live in the caves. Some of them live inside mountains. So then they dwell in the sea. They distributed themselves. Some dwell in castles, in strongholds. Some spread themselves beyond the villages. They don't have any walls. And God says, I have given you that land. Hallelujah. He said, how can we go now? The land is not empty. What kind of thing is this one? If you are giving us a land, give us a land that is free. So we shall go and be the people of the Lord. Amen. That's our problem. Because there are giants in the land. The land is already inhabited. Don't be annoyed though. You know, I'm still your brother, isn't it so? I'm a brother. When you were born, you got a set of demons from your mother. On the left hand, you brought demons from your father. Demon from mother, from Orang. Demons from father, from Anang. So that child that has come into the world is a house of demons. Hallelujah. That is the problem. The apostolic vision is to dislodge the demons from the soul. Amen. That is the apostolic vision. Even before you say anything, the demons are there. They are hiding. When you come to church, they become holy, holy people. They hide. They say he has gone to church. Oh, let's hide. They go inside and hide. Although sometimes even in the church they say, no, this church is not powerful. Let's come out. So while you are here, they are doing acquired but politics. This one is from Efik. This one is Efik side. This one is Anna side. That's the problem. And they will say, how can I be a house of demons? I'm a child of God. I'm blood washed. I'm part of the Imagine Church. I attended the Abba Crusade in 1991. Is that when you had that crusade? I was in Abba in 1991. Hallelujah. All the devils in my soul, get away, Jesus' name. There's no problem. You can try them to go away, Jesus' name. They go inside, they are hiding. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the name of the game. Man came into the world as a house of devils. When Jesus crossed the mountain and landed in one place, there met him a man. Hallelujah. Out of the tombs. Full of a legion of devils. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, that Son of God, do not torment me. He hasn't said anything, but already was tormenting them.
Yeah.
Have you come to cast us out before the time? Hallelujah. I want to tell you there's a set time. And that set time is now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That's a set time. And even the devil knows that it's a set time. And when Daniel looked, when he studied the books, he knew the time had come. Hallelujah. Because Jeremiah said the land must keep her Sabbath 70 years. Even Nebuchadnezzar said, God, my time has come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Even Samson said, oh God, my time has come. Hallelujah. And God is telling us, our time has come. Amen. Are you willing to go free? Are you willing to go free? You know, many of us would like church. When you are in church, it's a good place to be. You have holy brethren. When you are going to Abba for business, they will pray for you. I'm going to Abba, please pray for me, no accident. They pray for you, go to Abba and come back. Every day your business is booming. Have you saved your soul? A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the gold. So the devil ran ahead. He brought a new doctrine. Prosperity. Prosperity. We are poor people. Okay, you are not poor people.
Okay,
my people are poor. If you go to my village, everybody is poor in my village. And this gospel can make my people very, very rich. Amen. So everybody is preaching prosperity. God can build a house for you in Oron. Build another one for you in Calabar. The devil say, why are you talking about soul every time? God can put food on your table. So everybody is now following food. And God said, meat for the belly. The belly and the meat. Two of them are going down. So do not labor for the meat. But labor for that which endureth unto eternal life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God? Say the kingdom of God is where?
Within.
Hallelujah. That was where we started many years ago. The devil said, don't worry, I know they will not run very far. So the devil entered and said, me too, have an entire brother. The devil became an entire brother and began to preach entire message. Amen. He became an elder. Amen. You share, I share. The devil began to share with us. And before long, we found ourselves very, very, very far. Hallelujah!
Yes.
But we are coming back.
Yes.
To say, no, this is not the road. Yeah. That's not the apostolic vision. Hallelujah. So we are not of them who draw back, but we are those who follow. So the saving of the soul. The soul must be saved. The soul must be delivered from darkness. So God brought two covenants. The first and the new covenant. The new covenant couldn't start immediately. Because Jesus had to come to institute the new covenant.
Yeah.
But before Jesus came, he brought a very weak first covenant. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Laws and traditions. See this one now, his name is Aaron. It's only him that will be coming before me. Only Aaron. Okay, Aaron, go and hear what he's saying now and come and tell us. See, this God, is the man is too powerful. People come, we will all die. So please, the way we are seeing this thing, it is too big for us. So Moses, you guys hear what he's saying and come and tell us. So the people say that Moses went to hear. This God, how does he look like? Please tell us about this God. Hallelujah. And end time people are now making pastors. Are now making leaders. That will go out here and come and tell them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God says that you will be a royal priesthood, you will be a nation of priests. Hallelujah. So we have made pastors. Let me go to their church. So brother, where are you going? I'm going to their church. Let me go and hear what they will say today. So when you come, you stay at the back. Let me see what they will say today. Amen. You don't have any fire with you. You don't have any offering with you. He said, none shall appear before me empty. But you have come empty. None shall appear before me empty. But you are every day you are here empty. You are at the point of death. You need to be resuscitated. Oh my God. Let me just go. Let them give me life. Every day they are praying for you and giving you life. Ever learning and never able to teach others. So you come as a spectator. Let me see what they are saying in their church. So we have turned this thing upside down. End time people now have pastor and clergy. And we are the laity, you know so? Those of us who are elders, be careful. They have made us now clergy. Eldership has become clergy. Yes sir, uncle. Yeah. Don't call me uncle, and my name is brother so and so. I'm very happy with that.
Amen.
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 So we are not creating a different class. Elders are another class than you are your class. So the devil that joined us a few years ago is now at the forefront. And he's sowing discord among us. And we are fighting one another. Is it not? And while you are doing that, he is digging deep in the soul. No one is thinking about dislodging the devil from the soul. Hallelujah. But God says it will not always be like that. Because the land will not be sold forever. Amen.
Amen.
The land will not be sold forever. Amen. And he says, when you begin to hear the voice and the trumpet of Jubilee, every man must return to his father's house. Must go back to his inheritance. So it is that God is bringing a trumpet at this time. And that trumpet is saying, let's go home. Hallelujah. So it's a call to arise. But wherever you have fallen, and you set your eyes on Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
If you meet the Jews, they will tell you next year in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Wherever they were scattered all through, when they keep that Passover, they say next year in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Say, if I forget you, O Jerusalem. Have you forgotten Jerusalem? Have you forgotten your father's house? Amen. And Nehemiah, when they told him, said the walls of Jerusalem are broken. The gates are destroyed. The temple is destroyed. Everything is in desolation. Hallelujah. The king says, what's your problem? Say, oh king, there's a problem in my house. Amen.
Amen.
Are you among those who are sighing because of Jerusalem? Hallelujah. Are you sighing because of Jerusalem? If you are sighing, then God will come to you. He will ask you, what is the problem? Say, I want to return to my father's house. I want to build again the walls of Jerusalem. I want to restore the foundation. Amen. I want to restore offering in Jerusalem. I want to restore all the feasts, all the things that God has restored. I want to restore. Amen. So, what I wanted to show is to show the connection between Christ and your soul. That the experiences of the tabernacle are the experiences of the soul. The tabernacle, they show a step-by-step approach of how to return to the Father's house. Of how to dislodge the spirit that have lodged within the soul. God has made a provision. And He made three provisions. The outer court is a reception. The holy place, reception. The holy place is the place where the soul is prepared. It is the place where all the demons in the soul are driven out. And the holiest of all is the place where the soul that has been prepared as a bride is joined to Christ. Amen. So the marriage chamber is the most holy place. And God told me to say, I will meet you between the wings of the cherubim in the most holy place. And the Bible says that when Moses got there, he heard a voice speaking to him. He heard a voice speaking to him from between the wings of the cherubim. I want to tell you that God is speaking. But He's speaking in a realm, in a dimension. You must go up to hear. Moses had to go up to Zion to hear. Amen. You must go up. You must arise. Hallelujah. You must be willing to rise in the spirit. Amen. So, in the morning tomorrow, we are going to now get into the aspects of this preparation of a bride. We're going to talk about the preparation of a bride. The soul is the bride. Amen. Is the prize of God. The most important thing to God is your soul. Because that soul is the priest of God. That soul is the bride of God. Hallelujah. And that soul is also the joint heir. Hallelujah. So there are three qualities of the soul. The soul is the priest. God made you as a priest. Just to understand. The soul of man is an altar. Who can define for us what an altar means? An altar is the place where the heavens and the earth meet. Is that true? Is that true? When you come out from your house in your village, you see one small table. On the table, you find crayfish. You find pepper. You find palm wine. You see raffia pan. You will run 100 meters. Because you have made an altar. Is that true? Is that true? Because on that table, spirits are there. No, there are no spirits. You can kick it. No problem. When you wake up in the morning, say, Mama, come on. Come and help me bring my leg down. What happened to your leg now?
Say,
I went to university. And university says there is nothing like devil. No problem now. What is wrong with your leg now? There is no devil. What is wrong with your leg? Hallelujah. We are the
altar.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my soul, the heavens and the earth, they meet. Don't you understand? God breathed into Adam. That is heaven, isn't it also? The heaven met the earth, isn't it also? And where the heaven met the earth, an altar was brought forth. And that altar is your mind. It's your soul. It's your emotion. It's your desire. Hallelujah. The normal life of an individual is worship. Don't you understand? What you call culture? Culture is worship. Culture means the ways and what again? The ways and beliefs of any group of people. Is it not so?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Where are the university people? Is that correct? Culture is worship. Culture is worship. But the devil says, no, culture is not worship. When you enter, what do you know of this day? You come to a Ebenezer Church. What do you know about that? No, but what the gate is it? When you enter, it's yes. From the gate, you begin to walk slowly. Say, brother, how are you? Say, God bless you, brother. You are going to the house of God. But when you pass, you go to Ebenezer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a free man in Christ. Amen. The devil used to deceive me. Say, look, so when you go to church, that's when you are a priest of God. Hallelujah. When I wake up in the morning, I say I'm the dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. As I walk on the road, I say I'm the dwelling place of God. Amen.
Amen.
Anywhere I go, I say I'm the dwelling place of God. I'm reminded because sometimes I forget. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything I do is worship. The thoughts you think are an offering. The thoughts you think are an offering to God. Or an offering to the devil. Somebody is waiting for it. If they are good, God takes. If they are bad, the devil takes. Hallelujah. So many of us were feeding the devil. So the kingdom of Saul is getting stronger than the kingdom of David. Hallelujah. We pray that after this weekend, it will be the other way around.
Amen.
That the house of David will begin to work strong. Hallelujah. Amen. Because men have realized that they are the dwelling place of God. Man was created to be a priest. Naturally. Everybody in this room has the ability to bring offering to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You do not need to another person to teach you to tell you know the Lord. Hallelujah. So God has the responsibility of coming to you and bringing a revelation to you. The soul doesn't know God. Because Adam was cast out of The garden, is it not so? He was cast into darkness. And all the children were born in darkness. Their spirit has been switched off. Don't you understand? If we switch this light off, now everything will become dark. So the devil switched off the light in the soul of man. The spirit of man is the bulb in the soul. Don't you understand? You can switch it on or switch it off. And the first thing the devil did was to switch off the light. Hallelujah! Man became blind. He didn't know who was God. In his desire, he lost the appetite for God. Don't you understand? In his emotion, he lost the emotion of God. In his will, he said, me, I'm now the God. Hallelujah. I'm now the God of my world. I'm now the architect of my destiny. Amen. So they switched off the light. And the man has been going around, he has PhD, but the light is switched off. He's the richest man in the world, but the light in him is switched off. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, in him was light. And that light was the light of man. So he is the true light that lightens every man. So Jesus brings the light. I was saying, in the name of Jesus, send the light. Send the light into my soul. Hallelujah. Switch off, switch it on again. That he may give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. Then you begin to see God afresh. You become excited. He said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Don't you know? God begins to change your appetite. He begins to change your emotion. He begins to change your desire, your will. Hallelujah. So something begins to happen within your soul. Hallelujah. So light is shining. And the devil is now running. There is crisis. Hallelujah. Because the Son of Righteousness arising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a healing coming within the soul. Hallelujah. That is what God is doing. Hallelujah. Like a light that shines in a dark place. That shines brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. So that they that are righteous shall shine forth. As the sun, as the firmament in the kingdom of their father. Do you understand the English? That a sun is arising in you. Hallelujah. The man went there and he opened up. He was transfigured. Before he came, one man packed him and said, my friend, go out of the road. I'm going to buy orange in Damascus. He said, oh, sorry. Hallelujah. 10 minutes down the road. And everywhere was shining. Don't you understand? So he said, I find no fault in this man. Hallelujah. He's the first man, Jesus. He is my senior brother. He is my Lord. Hallelujah. You can be like Jesus. Amen. That's why he's giving you his spirit. The same spirit is going to bring about that change. Hallelujah. So bread has come back to Zion. Hallelujah. He has restored Zion. He has restored our captivity. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop at this point. I hear some of you live very fine. When we went to Congo, we met a brother. He walked 9 miles to come to fellowship. So today you are going to walk home when you don't see the taxi. How many people are willing to walk home? No taxi, but you will walk home, go home. Hallelujah. Because this brother that is coming, I don't know when he will stop. So, brother, come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The food is too much. So, just don't be in a hurry to go home. Just relax. This is, we have finished course number one. Hallelujah. You are about to receive course number two. Amen. Because you have come to the king's table. Hallelujah.
Amen.